Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
What happens when a popular rock radio DJ retires, sells everything, and with his wife, takes off in an RV to see America? Ho, ho, ho! It's the Rockin' the RV Life podcast with Jeff and Patty. Join them each week as they share their experiences while giving you advice and tips along the way.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
Hi, and I'm Patty.
And coming up on this podcast, we're going to talk about something that totally shocked us.
Oh, it shook us up.
Ooh, it did.
It was, yeah.
But that's coming up a little bit later on in the podcast. You know what? This is our 100th podcast.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, our first one took place November 7th of 2021, and we started this because we had been RVing. We'd been living out of an RV and on the road for about a year.
Yeah, at that time.
And we went through a lot.
We did.
And we wanted to let everybody know that, you know, this is not always a picnic. This is not nirvana. This is not the, oh my gosh, this is the perfect life.
Right.
You know, it's full of problems.
Yes.
You know, everything from things breaking to trying to get service scheduled. And man, I'll tell you, with that recall on the chassis that we had.
Oh, man.
It was just nuts.
Yeah, we had so many problems back then.
Yeah, but at least we've gone through them all and we continue on. So, yeah, November 7th of 2021 was our first podcast. And then about 6 months later, the Plain Dealer newspaper of Cleveland asked us to join their platform, Cleveland.com. And we also do a monthly column in the travel section of the Sunday print edition of the Plain Dealer as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you know, I still love having a physical newspaper in my hands. It's great to be able to go to the newsstand, pick up the Sunday paper, and of course, see our photographs, which they just come to life in the newspaper.
Yeah,
you know?
It's pretty cool.
And of course, you can see everything online at Cleveland.com, but there's something special about the print edition.
Yeah.
All right. When we left off our last podcast, Patty had not planned a thing. And we had just gotten back from Yellowstone, and we were in Bozeman, and we, in a matter of 2 or 3 days, had to leave for Glacier National Park.
And I had no reservations.
Not at all. Not a thing. And now Patty is our navigator, and she's the one that sets all this up.
Yeah, so we're making our way to Seattle, because our daughter lives just east of Seattle. We're going to go see her.
Right.
But, you know, when we finished that last podcast, I got to work.
You did.
I thought, boy, I better start figuring this out. So I did plan a route getting to Seattle. And it's really awesome.
Yeah.
And then right away, I was able to get into Glacier. I had the KOA on the east side and the KOA on the west side.
Right.
So I was able to book those. And
you also found a spot in Whitefish.
Oh, yes.
Which is a place that you should not miss.
Oh, Whitefish, Montana. Well, it's just north of Kalispell.
Didn't you get the last space in there?
Yeah, the Whitefish RV Park. And oh my gosh, boy, did I luck out, because we're going to be there Saturday night and Sunday night, and I got the last spot.
Yeah, that's nice.
You know, around here at this time of year, the campgrounds are closing.
Yeah.
Because they're getting ready for winter.
They sure are.
They're going to get a lot of snow here.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that. That's already affected us.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, our week started off last Sunday when we were staying in Bozeman, Montana. And we had just spent some time, of course, in Yellowstone National Park. And we decided we're going to hit the stores and stock up for our trip to Glacier National Park, which is over 300 miles north of Bozeman. Mm-hmm. We even got some salmon, and we cooked it outside, had dinner outside in Bozeman.
Yeah, that was so nice.
The weather was perfect.
It was. It was a beautiful evening.
Watched the sunset.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice. Then we headed north to Great Falls, Montana.
Speaking of heading north, wait, I just want to interrupt you and say something.
Mm-hmm.
After we left Theodore Roosevelt National Park when we were on our way to Billings, we stopped for gas.
Right.
And I came out of the RV, Jeff was pumping gas on the other side, and there was a guy right there on the other pump, and he said hello to me, and he started asking me about the RV.
Right.
Well, this guy was pulling, he had a trailer.
Oh, man, that's right. He had two trailers.
Wait, what do you call that?
It's wide load.
And he was one of these, like, wide load delivery guys.
Right, he's a driver.
Yeah.
So he had not one wide load trailer, he had two of them.
This thing was so long
that
he was pulling.
And you know what? He was by himself.
He was.
Yeah.
It's not like us where, oh, well, you know, tell me what's back there, you know.
Right.
He didn't have any of that, you know. His name was Tyler, his wife Heather. They're from Hurricane, Utah.
Right. We've been through Hurricane.
Yes. And he was on his way home to Hurricane. He was going to be there for about a week and then he was going to take off again. And he was telling us, he said, someday him and his wife want to do this RVing really bad. I think they want to get a motorhome.
Yeah, they want to get a motorhome.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was so much fun talking to him. He was so nice.
Oh, yeah, he was a great guy.
Yeah, he said he's going to start transporting those wind turbine blades.
Right.
Now, those things.
Those are monsters.
We passed some.
On our way up to Great Falls.
Yes, there was a whole bunch of them stopped because I don't know how they were able to get through those.
There was a lot of road construction going
on. Yes, and the ropes were so curvy.
Yeah, I think they just stopped and left them on the side of the
highway for a while. So there was a bunch of them parked there, and we went by. These blades
are monsters.
I think they're like 116 feet long.
He wants to drive one of those trucks.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's qualified to do that.
Yeah.
He's a good driver.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I'll bet you they make some good money.
Yeah. What a nice guy. It was so fun talking to him.
Great
guy. So anyway.
Yeah. We headed up to Great Falls, Montana.
Yeah.
Spent the night there. And then we started out for the eastern side of Glacier National Park near St. Mary.
Now, when we stayed in Great Falls, we stayed at a KOA there.
Mm-hmm.
I love the KOAs because they give you points and rewards. And
right.
It's kind of nice because they give you 10% off and then you can get, you know, reward
and
points.
You can always count on a certain level of service.
Yeah, right. In most of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of them are really good, really reliable.
You know, so we pull into this one in Great Falls. The office or the lodge, whatever you call it, was so nice.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was rustic. It was so pretty. It was just awesome.
And the people were great.
The people were so nice. And then just a gift shop in there. Ooh, it was very nice. Then you go out on the roads to get to your site.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
There were just
a lot of potholes.
Potholes everywhere.
Yeah.
That was really annoying.
It was tough because every RV was very nimble going down those roads and being careful because, man, those holes in the roads really affect your RV.
Yeah, we were near the exit and we were watching people go out and it was like, man, they were hitting those bumps and ooh.
Yep.
It was not good.
But you know what? There was something else that just, I'll tell you, it really set us back. It just shocked us. We are on our way to St. Mary, and that's the eastern side of Glacier National Park. It's Highway 89. It's kind of a mountainous road, and there are parts of it that have some really sharp curves, but they warn you pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And we were actually coming up a hill and approaching a sharp curve, and we see the fire department. Then we see in the middle of the road an RV. It must have been at least 38, maybe 40 feet long.
Yeah.
It was a big Tiffin. On its side and top, it had rolled over. Luckily, didn't go off the cliff or anything, but it had actually rolled into our lane, and it was a single accident. Luckily, they did not hit any oncoming traffic.
They were actually pulling a car.
Right.
So can you imagine that car on the back flipped with them?
Yeah, and we've shown some pictures on social media of it. Check them out, Jeff Kinsbach on Facebook, also TikTok, and we also put it on Instagram.
Yeah, Rocking the RV Life TikTok.
But when you see an RV like that, that is just, it was total.
Oh.
I mean, it sends a shiver down your back.
It shook us up. We were really, as we drove by it, though, we did see the people sitting there.
Right. They were on the other side of the RV. It was an older couple. And she was sitting in a chair. He was standing next to her.
And they had two big dogs. And, you know, I wanted to stop so bad, but they wouldn't let us stop. You know, we have a big vehicle. There's no room for us to stop.
Right.
I just wanted to stop and run to them and just, oh, my gosh, and just...
Offer them
whatever I could, you know. And we couldn't stop. There was traffic and there was no
room. The emergency crews had it under control.
Yes.
But, yeah,
so heartbreaking.
And think about it. It came from where we were actually going to stay.
Yes.
And you think about these people, you know, this is their livelihood. Maybe they live in it. Whatever, all their personal possessions are in there.
Yes.
And this thing is just lying in a heap on the highway. Thank God it seemed like they were okay, but you know darn well they were shook up because that cab had a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah.
And it was on its side and its roof, and the door that they got out was her door, the passenger door, if she was the passenger, maybe he was the passenger.
How could they have pushed that open?
They did.
I think they got out through the roof.
No, I think what they did is they pushed the door open because it looked like the door had been open.
Uh-huh.
And they pushed it open, and that's how they crawled out.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the way it looks.
Oh.
You know? Oh, yeah, but it was horrible. You just don't want that to happen. That's why it's, you know, you got to be so careful with these things. Whether it's a trailer, whether it's a, you know, Class B, Class A, Class A, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just be so careful.
Thank goodness
there.
That there wasn't really much traffic on that road at all because they didn't hit anybody else. So.
Right.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But anyway, we stayed at the KOA there, and it was a pretty nice place. You know, it was windy at times.
Oh my gosh, it was so windy the morning that we left there.
That's, you know, what happens when you're in the mountains. But we decided we have to explore Glacier National Park. So we went to the park. As we were going in, one of the rangers said, hey, nearby the lake over there, there has been a mama grizzly bear and her cub spotted.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to keep an eye out for
them. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we went by there. We didn't see anything. We drove the Going to the Sun Road, which is a must.
Oh, yes.
It is just fantastic. And I got to tell you, we turned around, actually, and came back because it started raining, and it was raining pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the next morning, we made sure we got out, and we got out early.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next morning, we actually went to another part of the park. It's called Many Glacier.
Right.
And you talk about wanting to be by yourselves or having the whole park to yourself.
Oh, there was nobody around.
That was... that feeling.
It was just beautiful, and it was sunny,
mm-hmm.
and the lakes were blue. It was beautiful with the green pine trees and the aspens turning yellow. Oh, it was beautiful.
It was incredible. There's an old lodge there that's been there forever, but it was closed for the season.
Yeah, it's called the Many Glacier Lodge. Well, let's see, it opened on the 4th of July in 1915.
It was a dynamic place.
But how do people even get there back then? You know, it's like, that's a long way to get to that lodge.
That's true.
How did they do that?
I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
After that, as we were heading back out of that section, we stopped at this really beautiful overlook.
Oh, we had to get a picture.
Yeah, there was nobody around. It was really nice. It was just very quiet and nice. And then all of a sudden, a car pulls up.
Right.
and this couple gets out.
They have an accent.
They started talking to us. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about just the beauty of the park, and we could just tell they had an accent, right. You know.
They were coming into the park. We were leaving it.
Right. So Jeff said, where are you guys from? And he said, Tel Aviv, Israel.
Well, you know, we meet people from all over the world.
Yeah, we do. But oh my gosh, these people were so much fun. They were so nice. And I could have just stood there and talked to them all day.
Right.
So they're on this 2-month vacation. They've got 2 more weeks to go. And they started it in Canada. They went up to Alaska. They went all through Canada. They were coming down in a car, staying at hotels.
Yeah, staying at hotels. And they said they were winging it. Because I said, where are you staying tonight? Well, we're really not sure.
We'll find out at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, we'll find a place.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious. But very nice people.
I felt bad for them, though, because she wanted breakfast, you know. They were looking for a restaurant to get something to eat, and everything's closed over on that side already.
That's right.
So we were telling them about us, how, you know, we do the RVing and how we've got washer and dryer, king-size bed, 2 bathrooms, you know, and it was really cute because he said, do you take Visa?
Yeah, right.
It was hilarious. It was really cute.
Really nice people.
They were so fun, and it was just so fun talking to them. It was hard to understand them at times because their accent was pretty thick. It was really cool.
Well, it's amazing that people from all over the world come here to see these sites.
I know.
So, you know, it's a good motivation for you if you've never done any national parks or anything. Man, these places are gorgeous. And I think we both agree, Glacier National Park is one of the most beautiful parks we've ever been in.
Oh my gosh. Now,
incredible.
Now, here's the thing, though. It's fall and the colors. I'm sure that has a lot to do with it, too.
Sure.
But
it's very rustic.
Oh, my gosh.
Crowds are low.
What a beautiful park.
It's fantastic.
And it's not too big. Like, Yellowstone is huge.
Mm-hmm.
This park is a little more intimate. It's easier to get around. Going to the Sun Road, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, really.
There's all kinds of stuff on this road. You've got mountains, trees, rocks, lakes.
Yep.
Oh.
We got trails, and we actually, after we're at Many Glacier, came back, went through the entrance again into the park, onto the Going to the Sun Road, yeah, and stopped where sometimes they see the bears.
Yes.
And sure enough, there were some cars and some people were out of their cars.
Yes.
And it was like, oh, there's got to be a bear here.
And there it was. We saw the grizzly.
Man, it's big.
Yeah.
Big bear.
Yeah.
But they say they're getting bigger because the hibernation is coming up.
Yeah.
But there she was.
Yeah.
Big mama there.
Oh, yeah.
So we got some pictures of her, and it was just a thrill. The ranger came along, and of course, he's making sure nobody goes near the bear.
Yeah, and plus everybody's trying to park in the street.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, you can't park there. No, keep going.
Yep, you know.
But when we turned around, somebody pulled out of a parking spot, and we were able to park. So that was kind of nice.
And by the way, they really highly advise you to have bear spray.
Oh, that's okay.
Bear spray is so important.
So here's the thing. You know, they got all these really cool trails to go hiking on, but they want you to have bear spray.
Right.
And so, okay, so we went to the visitor center. We thought, well, we'll get some bear spray, you know, so we can go on a hike. And the bear spray was $50.
$50.
I mean, what if you go on the trail and you don't see a bear?
Right.
You know?
It's $50.
And you don't use it.
It's good for about 40 feet.
And so
I'm thinking wasp spray from Raid would work.
I'm not doing that.
Well, at the KOA, it was $56.
Oh, my gosh. And so.
Yeah, I know. There's other ways to deal with it. So we took that going to the Sun Road. And I'll tell you, we went as far as the loop thinking that the next day, when we arrived in West Glacier, because we're on the east side, that we would complete the drive from the west. That makes sense, right?
Yes.
And guess what? That did not happen because of early snow.
Oh.
They closed the road near the Cedar Tree hiking trail.
At Avalanche Mountain. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were saying that, you can go up there, but traffic is like 1 mile an hour because it's a rough road. It's under construction. And there's a lot of people coming into the park.
What a mess.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, we didn't get that part of it.
No.
But we went the other direction and had a thoroughly great drive and saw a lot of things there.
Yeah.
So, here's another funny story with kind of a twist. In the site across from us at the KOA, on the eastern side of Glacier National Park, is a really nice couple from New York, Keith and Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they too have been visiting the park, but they got there before we did, and they took a trip on going to the Sun Road.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't go well.
Yeah.
They were telling us that they ran into some idiot who was driving a big RV down the going to the Sun Road. That's against the law.
You can't do that.
There's signs everywhere. You can only be in an RV that's 21 feet long. And even that is a stretch. But this was much bigger. It was a rental RV, wasn't it?
Yeah. But here's the funny thing, though. The night before, we were walking around the campground, and we stopped and we're talking to these people that had this rental RV.
That's right.
It was a Sea Rental. They were Asians, and they were there were building a fire, and so we started talking to them, you know, asking them what they think of their rental RV and what they think of it. And they said, oh, we're learning, you know, we're not really sure. But
yeah, the one girl says, we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. And so then the other girl says, we drove this on going to the Sun Road.
We're not supposed to.
Yeah.
So evidently they got pulled over.
Yeah, so it was really funny that, you know, here's the guy across from us that was telling us about it, and they happened to be there when she was going down the road.
Right. And I guess they inconvenienced a ton of people.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't imagine. I mean, there is that road is narrow in some places. There's on the one side, it is a straight drop down, and on the other side, it is a straight rock wall up.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is narrow.
And barely two cars can get through.
Yeah.
But you add an RV?
Yeah.
I don't know how they did it.
It's perfect for two cars, but you add an RV or something bigger. You know, you get a lot of people in vans, the B-class.
Yeah, the Bs.
You know, you get a lot of those people, and those are fine. Or you get a lot of the trucks, the pickup trucks with the camper on the back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's fine. Those just, you know, we fit. But when you're talking about an RV.
Yeah, something that's bigger than 21
feet. This was big, and it was just a funny story. Well, you know, here he was talking about.
Yeah, he was calling them idiots. And,
yeah, and
well,
we said,
we met them already.
Well, they're right over there.
It was time for us to pack up and move. We had been on the east side of Glacier National Park, which we highly recommend. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
And we were going to head to the western part, to West Glacier, Montana, a KOA there. It's rated the best KOA in America.
Oh, this KOA is beautiful. It's the West Glacier KOA. It is just, oh my gosh.
It's fantastic.
Oh, when you pull in, whoo, flowers and trees and, oh, it's gorgeous.
It is. But along the way, somebody had us make a wrong turn.
Well, it wasn't going to the Sun Road.
Thank God.
But it was a little narrow in places, and it was scary.
Yes, it was.
And there was...
Oh, no, don't say it. Wait till next week.
Okay.
It's the Rockin' the RV Life Podcast with Jeff and Patty. Hear more of their adventures on the road with our next episode. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe and tell your friends.